Good afternoon, I think it is, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening live. This is John Johnson on Radio Edge Talk, coming from the ACTS Scotland, the Association of Chartered Teachers Conference in Stirling, in the business centre at the university here. I'm sitting at the end of the day with a couple of the Pettigrew boys, Neil Winton and Kenny Piper, who I'm just going to ask them to introduce themselves first, and they can give details of blogs, Twitter names and the likes now. So, Kenny.
I'm Kenny Piper. I'm part of Pettigrew Admin. I'm an English teacher in East Kilbride, and we've been here today talking about Pettigrew and the things that we've been trying to do with Pettigrew, maybe trying to spread that message.
I'm Neil Winton, also an admin, also an English teacher up in Perth, and like Kenny, I was sort of delivering the workshop this afternoon about the sort of the history of Pettigrew and how it contributes to sort of social learning, online learning for professional development.
And can you give us an elevator? What is it? Elevator sale of Pettigrew. So a kind of very fast overview for people. A lot of people you've been talking to today, and you've been talking to them briefly. What's Pettigrew?
Pettigrew is like a staff room but without the cynics. Being positive about changes that are happening in education, embracing these changes and finding ways that you can use them in your classroom in a collaborative, supportive environment where you can kick ideas around and, you know, get advice, help, hints, tips. It's about teachers helping each other.
And the bits of Pettigrew I have noticed are obviously the blog, the website.
Yes,
that's where I get most of my information, is from our RSS feed. But you've got the blog, you've got Twitter, and you've got face to face. Those are the three main elements that make up.
Twitter especially is really how we all met. And yeah, we all got in contact with. I've been saying all day today is like a reunion with people I've never met before, because I know them all through Twitter. But especially on Twitter, we have Pettigrew Friday as well, which is a way of ending the week really on a positive note. We ask people to go onto Twitter, use the Pettigrew Friday hashtag, and share something great that happened in the classroom this week. And that sort of came along because we were all sort of finishing the week a bit miserable, tired, and as we tend to do as teachers, we remember the mistakes that we made rather than the good things we did. And that's really sort of exploded over the last year, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, Pettigrew Friday started with one or two people, and I used to get frustrated because there were more people retweeting saying, "It's Pettigrew Friday, why not tweet?" But now it's very much the case that there are more really good examples, and it's spread and grown like Topsy. I mean, we're now getting Pettigrew Friday contributions from not just Scotland, where Pettigrew started, but lots from England as well, and now from internationally. We got some from Canada yesterday, and
Australia, we've had Sweden, Belgium, USA, all over the place, France even we had once as well. And we're also seeing the blog itself, which is the real sort of key focus, I think, for the collaboration and contributions from people. We're getting posts, sometimes we get one every day for a few days now, and all sorts of subjects from early years right up to further education. So it's developing into what we and even beyond, you know. And we now have 5,000 followers on Twitter. We have how many people signed up to the blog? So it's really exceeding expectations and growing all the time.
Yeah.
So there's a couple of things. As one, and I've mentioned it to people where I work in, you know, courses or CPD coordinator meetings, or ICT coordinator meetings rather, and you quite often meet, I mean, I'm sure today you've met a lot of people who haven't heard of Pettigrew.
Yeah.
So there's a huge bunch of people you've yet to bring in.
Yeah.
So there's a big potential to grow the network.
Mm-hmm.
As you're saying, you know, you get a huge number of tweets and all the rest of it. I'm seeing a tension between you know, growing the network, and then how it scales. How, you know, does it become overwhelming for people and things like that? Is there a plan, or is it just grow it and see?
It's very organic, and actually you're right, it is actually, it's getting a bit exponential, and the rate of growth is greater. But I think what holds it all together is that quite simply, because of the nature of the blog post, it boils down to one person writing about one thing that they are doing in one class, and it's about sharing that, and that can be then taken and adapted and used by any others. So it's not like we have some master plan that everybody shall teach a Pettigrew lesson. It doesn't work like that. It's very much just about sharing good practice and kicking ideas around. And the nature of the blog itself is that anyone can contribute to it. We definitely do not have a hierarchy. It's not a case that you have to be a member for so long before you can post. Anybody listening, even if they've never been in Pettigrew before, if they've got something they want to share, they can go to pettigrew.org, see what's on there. If they think they've got something to add, there's a, write for Pettigrew, sort of, there's a button you push, and you can be having a post up there literally that same day. Mm-hmm. And I think it's that openness that we're trying to foster that is the great saving grace. I think if we had a master plan for taking over the world, or whatever it might be, I think we'd be doomed to failure. I think it's the openness of Pettigrew which is its greatest asset.
That sounds really good. I'm just going to dig in.
Sure.
We're just having a slight commercial break here, folks.
Sorry, Jeff.
The joys of live radio.
Yeah. I don't think we have a very big audience at the moment. You're on the air then, okay. It's perfect.
Can I just put a quick name check for MCL Scotland? We'll be doing a fantastic job today with the support.
Advertising and a screwed up your radio station.
Yeah. Earlier on, when we had a good sounding feed, that was down to you guys. So. That's what guys. And I keep on coming back to this question, and I talked to the con today earlier, and I'm coming back to, I guess, recycling around it again to try and pick up on this. One of the things that's made me think about this is I'm following ET Nook at the moment.
Yeah, yes.
And there's several hundred blog posts a day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Coming in this huge torrent at me. So when Pettigrew goes to this torrent, I'm interested in how that stays useful.
I suppose it comes down to that question we got from the teacher we were speaking to at the end there. Mm-hmm. She was a ASN, a special needs specialist, and she was saying, was there anything for me in Pettigrew? And I'm saying, well, yes, there definitely is, because I know of some of the other teachers that work in that sector. But she was saying, well, how would I find that? And I think, that sort of highlighted something that we need to think about. And I go back to Dave Weinberger's Everything is Miscellaneous. It's, if we get effective tagging going on of the posts, effective categories, then it allows people to find the things which are of relevant to them. I mean, at the moment, we're still small enough that we can, we can afford to not worry about that too much. But I think you're right, in the long term, as we grow, if we grow, then that's definitely something that we need to be a lot more aware of. And certainly, I mean, I've got a couple of notes on that from comments people have made today, that the next time we have an admin, a same meeting, but a tweet fest, that's something I think we need to bring up. We're in the process at the moment of transitioning to a newer, bigger server. The old one just couldn't cope with what we were doing, so we're actually in the process of revamping everything. People in the receiving end hopefully shouldn't notice anything, but that's certainly a facility that we should probably see about getting in place as soon as possible. So it's about giving people the choice, of picking up what they want to.
Yeah, I mean, I've got some things I'll probably maybe mention to you later on. It would be probably far too geeky and wasting people's time that are listening out there. Is there anything else you'd like to tell folk?
We always, when we do things like this, we always encourage people to go away and at least look at the website, look at pedagogy.org and read some of the posts, sign up. Write a post if you want to write a post. There's a lot of I know there are a lot of teachers out there that would quite like to blog without having a blog. and maybe have a look for something that you're interested in. Try it out. Get in contact with somebody. We're there to support people as well as look for new ideas. What I'll always make the point is that we are not cheerleaders for Curriculum for Excellence, but we realise that it is here and we want to make the best of it. And we know there are a lot of teachers. Well, yeah. Most teachers out there want it to work. They maybe can't see that it does at the moment, but we want to try things and maybe make things, maybe change things, yeah. and at least if we fail, and we do very often fail, we don't set ourselves up as...
I think we succeed more than we fail. Yeah,
yeah we do, but we don't set ourselves up as expert teachers. We're just creating this space that allows maybe people to join in and try things that maybe are a little bit different.
We make no claims to have all the answers or even any of the answers, but what we do have is a willingness to try things and to discuss things and to reflect on what we are doing or not doing or what other people have tried. And I think that, you know, it's about being collaborative, it's about helping each other, it's about sharing things that have worked.
Yeah, absolutely.
And at the end of the day, you know, it's part of a process. I mean, we're doing it because we find value in it, and we're finding more and more other people as they're encountering it, they're finding value out of it anything
absolutely.
As well.
And go onto Twitter, check out Pedagogy Friday, tweet something, and then if you like it, ask one other person to tweet something next week, and it's as simple as that, and you will see some amazing ideas and amazing things going on in classrooms right across Scotland and beyond.
Okay, well, thanks very much. I would just add, I think, when I'm going to read all your blog posts, that it's what you get is delight-filled, I think. It's people who are delighted about teaching rather than you're saying expert or anything, although obviously highly skilled. But it's the sense of people being delighted with their job, which is really refreshing. Anyway, thanks very much, folks, and good luck.
Thanks, John.
Thank you, John.
Cheers.